Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. And this segment is partially brought to you by Robitussin.
Poor thing.
Which is... It definitely improved my mood in a strange sort of way, and I'm not coughing as much. So whisper in our ear at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
So we were talking about how to listen to eBay Radio on your iPhone until we get that all-important iPhone app that's coming up. So we got this email from Kat in Lindenhurst, New York, known on eBay as Varoom 1234. Hi, I use my iPhone sometimes to listen to the show, and I use the email I get that morning to link to the show.
Oh.
And I touch the eBay Radio link and get to the page to listen live with the yellow ball. Again, it also works if you go to ebayradio.com and click on the big yellow ball. She says the player comes up and she can hear the show. She said it works on her iPad also. So you can listen to the show on your iPhone, but we don't have a special app for it yet, but we will. We will soon. So there you have it. Griff, I want to talk to you a minute because I find this fascinating. eBay formed a new team of designers and engineers.
They did?
To take part in its Innovation and New Ventures group. And what that group is focusing on, creating ways to make commerce available on anything that has a screen. So the group was created to redefine commerce across the company. Mm-hmm. That includes the eBay Marketplace, PayPal, and enterprise businesses. And Yankovic.
Yeah.
They don't say his first name.
Steve.
Okay. Said that they are not about short-term revenue, but instead are trying to see what the future holds for them. So last year, the Innovations Group began creating an app for a smartwatch and figured what app could fit the technology.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
And just a few weeks ago, eBay debuted apps for Pebble smartwatch and the Samsung Galaxy Gear. And Yankovic sees a future beyond just tablets and phones where everyone would have smart devices that use historical behavior, personalization, sensors. And these features could make it possible for the average person to easily shop and pay. And Yankovic calls this zero-effort commerce, ZEC. That means that commerce happens intelligently and automatically using smart devices. Zero-effort commerce will anticipate a person's shopping needs and instantly act upon them.
Well, I love it.
I love it.
I think I love it.
We're going to be wearing our phones. We're going to be wearing everything soon. You know, all wearable devices.
Yeah.
Everything. Well. Also in more eBay news, on April 11th, John Donahoe, that's eBay's CEO, joined other top minds from Silicon Valley. And listen to this. Actor-investor Ashton Kutcher. They were all on a panel together at Colgate University, and it was hosted by CNBC's David Farber. And that discussion kicked off the college's Entrepreneur Weekend. Also on the panel were Chegg's Dan Rosenzweig, Airbnb's Brian Chesky, and former Skype CEO Tony Bates. After the hour-long discussion, the guests judged three student startup ideas, Shark Tank style. So I was just kind of shocked that Ashton Kutcher was on the panel. And they're calling him actor-investor.
Actor, well, it's better than being called investor-actor.
And I understand why, you know, he would be there for the people who were doing the Shark Tank style thing, you know, trying to get their idea across, I guess. If he's an investor, he would be looking for little startups to invest in. So I get it. Oh, let's look at the eBay Radio calendar, shall we?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, so what you're going to do, again, is you're going to go to ebayradio.com.
ebayradio.com.
But this time you're going to click on the archives button, which takes you to our archive website.
Okay.
And then you're going to, you see the little things, listen live, archives, features, and stuff along the top.
Yeah.
You hover over seller resources.
Yeah.
And then click on seller events.
Seller events.
The
Oh, look at all the events.
Look at all the events we have.
My, my.
Right. So today is the 24th, so that one's gone, the 23rd. Oh, you know what this weekend is?
No, what's this
big,
weekend?
Big, important weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Phoenix E-Tailers Conference.
Oh, yes.
Is taking place. It starts Friday, which is April the 25th, at 2 p.m. and ends Sunday, April 27th, at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's located at Radisson Fort McDowell in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Sell More Whatever Whenever. Registration cost is from $247 to $349, depending upon when you register. And the contact details are, we know, Sandy Saltz Johnson. Phoenix E-Tailers Conference. And to find out more, go to phoenixetailersconference.com.
There you go.
So that's going on this weekend. And then next week on Tuesday is the Bay Area eBay and e-commerce sellers tax basics for non-accountants. And that the organizer is the Bay Area eBay and e-commerce sellers, which is a gigantic group. Location in Palo Alto, California, and Priyanka Sharma of GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping is going to be there. So if you want to know more details, you would go to meetup.com/eBay-sellers, and you will find the eBay and e-commerce sellers group. So anyway, if you want to get your event or your sellers group on our calendar, all you have to do is do that same archive, come to the archive page, and you will notice, Griff, that up at the top, there is, all the way over to the right,
yeah,
submit a seller event. If you click on submit a seller event, you can submit your event to us. And Griff and I will be happy to talk about it over the air. That's what it's for.
We will be happy to talk.
Right. That was in lieu of people calling in all the time to give their sellers group.
Yeah.
And we don't mind it once in a while, you know, but it got to be too much.
It did, didn't it?
Right. So you can add your sellers group meetup or other eBay event to eBay Radio's seller events calendar. We like it. The holy grail of G.I. Joe collectibles. Did you hear about this, Griff?
No.
Okay.
Is it Monty Python's G.I.
Joe? I want you
to
look at this. Here is the item number.
Wait. You're always so fast.
I know I am.
I'm not ready.
Said that about me.
Okay.
1412. So that's 1412. 4568. 6209.
Only you would say 14. So I typed a 4.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so this is the G.I. Joe Fun School original orange MMS Blue Hawk. Holy grail. Very, very, very rare. All right. So very, very, very rare. Get rid of that.
Oh, two varies.
You don't even need one.
And you don't need the exclamation
You
points.
Don't even need rare. Someone knows it's rare. It's 39. It's a dollar shy of 4,000. So that's a rare thing, I guess, huh? I don't know.
Right. The listing specifies that Blue Hawk is in pretty good condition.
And that's...
Nothing broken on him. No broken crotch. No
what?
Broken thumb. Apparently his crotch breaks. No broken crotch. No broken thumbs. That's got to be a good thing.
Thumbs and crotch intact. Good. We like that.
The buy it now price is $3,999, our best offer.
Hmm.
Okay.
It's considered the holy grail of any G.I. Joe international pieces. So that's pretty good. Included in this lot are three repro missiles painted yellow. So I guess those missiles aren't, they're not real, or they're not original.
Right.
but it's that orange thing. So I got to tell you, I'm in a store and I see this and I walk right by.
Only two or three are known to exist.
And there goes, see, there goes a mortgage payment.
There goes $4,000.
Right.
Right down the old tubes.
Because I'm going to head over. Yeah, there's where the toys are, babe. I'm going to head over to these shirts and I'm just going to walk by this. I don't know how people do it who sell everything. Because if you walk into, like, I'm going to use this for example, a Savers or a Value Village, you're in there, if you're going to look at everything, you're in there for the day. You're there for 12 hours looking through everything. But anyway, congratulations. I hope he's making a big profit on it.
And you can't know everything about everything, Griff.
Well, I thought when I was younger I did, but then I learned that I don't.
When you lived in... You lived in Germany, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't. You just visited there.
I visited. Because
you know a lot of German, and that's why.
I studied it, and I speak it three times a week.
Did you ever know about Kulturpark? Kulturpark?
Is that the abandoned amusement park?
Yeah, it's on sale on eBay.
Yeah.
It could be yours for 1.62 million euros. That's about 2.2 million bucks.
The real estate might be worth that, by the way. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Coming up next, today's final segment. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 254.
Become more efficient when buying your items. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Customer Service. And he has this tip when negotiating with the seller.
I would suggest being absolutely and totally honest. Tell them the truth. Hey, I'm a reseller. If I can make this work, I'll buy it. If not, I'll walk away. And that's the absolute truth. And then you preface your offer. I'm going to make a low offer. And very often, the person on the other end, they're thinking a really low offer if they want $100 for this. And then you offer them $60. And then, oh, okay, that's not so bad. And then you get your deal. So they want $100 and you just got $40 off.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
Today's very last segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. So I was just on a, I went over quickly because I got tagged in a Facebook group and somebody asked a question. And before I tell you what the question is, it's kind of like, it's sort of like the version of that question that was going on for years with Dear Abby, you know, the toilet paper.
I don't know that.
So do you put the toilet paper roll?
Oh, yeah, under
so it comes
or over.
Over. And there's no real answer. But for this question, there actually is a real answer. And the question, I hear it a lot over the years, is when you're wrapping something in bubble wrap, do you put the bubbles against the item or you put the flat side against the item?
Oh.
And there is a right answer.
What
and
is
the right
answer?
Is the bubbles always go against the item. Always.
Okay.
Always place the bubbles against the item.
I never thought of that one way or the other.
And now your life has been made a little bit more fuller because you now know this.
Exactly.
How's that?
Well, kind of makes sense. You're cushioning the item.
Yeah, that's right. You're cushioning the item.
Exactly.
There are other tips, by the way, when you're wrapping with bubble wrap. Is the rule of thumb is to make sure that, so if it's some people say, do you use big or small? Small is when you're protecting the surface of an otherwise unfragile item. So you have, maybe it's a book, and it has a beautiful dust jacket. Well, that book isn't going to crack in transit. It's not going to break in half. So you're protecting the surface. You would use small bubble wrap. If it's an item that is very fragile and you're wrapping it in bubble wrap, then you would use the larger bubbles. With a caveat, is that you don't want to ever scrimp when you're using the big bubble wrap. And the rule of thumb is that every inch of the surface should have a bubble touching it. So if you have, and I use a cylinder, for example, if I had a cylinder vase, it's porcelain, it can break in transit. If I wrap it once in bubble wrap, I'm saving bubble wrap, but there are spaces between the bubbles where a little bit of pressure could get through and it might break. You want to make sure that you've wrapped it so that there is no part of the surface is not somehow protected over it by a bubble. And this is especially true with unusually shaped items that are fragile. And I have had items that have been shipped to me that were otherwise well packed, except for that one place where instead of a bubble, it was just the flat plastic between the bubbles that was protecting, you know, that was over it. And that's the place that's going to get chipped, or that's the place that's going to get dinged. So using bubble wrap, you want to make sure that you've wrapped it so that it is completely covered in bubbles. And then the third tip I have for this, and you didn't know this was going to be tips, did you?
I like it.
I do too. The third tip is really important. Don't treat it as though it was an Egyptian mummy. We all have done this. We've received items that are wrapped in bubble wrap, and then using either sealing tape or some other clear tape, it's so tightly wound with tape that you need a sharp object in order to open it. And if you're older and you might have osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis, this could be an almost impossible chore. And the problem is that somebody could actually hurt themselves. So you want to make sure you don't have to wrap it that tightly with tape. All you need is enough to keep the plastic in place. You're not creating a cocoon. So just a little bit of tape. And I always use a different color tape so people can see where it is and easily peel it off. I'll use blue masking tape, for example. It's not going to come unwrapped in travel. But when the buyer sees it, they know I just got to pull this piece of tape off and then I can unwrap it safely. So there you go.
Sometimes the little things get stuck on something.
Little
Have you ever
things?
Had that happen, the little bubble wrap?
Bubbles? Yeah, they can, yeah.
So how would you protect yourself from that?
You mean, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm misunderstanding. What are you talking about?
Okay. Sometimes the little bubbles, it's happened to me.
Yeah.
That the little dots of plastic get stuck on some items.
Oh, you mean like adhesively stuck?
Yeah.
I've never
stuck.
Had that happen.
You can wipe them away, but you know, it depends on what it gets put on.
Oh, well, then in that case, you would use some sort of non-blottable paper. You would use that
to wrap
first.
It in first.
Yes.
Okay, good.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
I've never had that happen, but I suppose
I've had
could.
That happen.
You know where I could see it happening? if you're reusing bubble wrap and it had tape on it and you've pulled the tape off, there may be leftover adhesive on the bubble surface, and then that's pressing against the surface of an item. It could stick. That's a good point. I would see that with reused bubble wrap, which is good to reuse as long as it's in good condition.
Speaking of bubble wrap, our good friends at Bubble Fast, they are again this year sponsoring our eBay radio party.
Oh, we're so happy.
They're one of the sponsors.
That's fantastic.
And so we're happy to know that they're going to be there. Cabbage is going to be there.
Everyone's going to be there.
Yeah. If you haven't signed up yet,
1 minute.
Please know that you can go to eBay Radio, erradiostandby.com.
There you go.
And sign up. We're moving a bunch of people over there this week.
Right.
ervegas.com.
That's true.
I'm sorry.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, posted from your PC. We'll be live again next Tuesday, April 29th, with eBay Radio, 11 to 2 p.m. Pacific. Our chief engineer and audio archives manager is John So. eBay Radio's guest producer is Melissa DeMille. Our phone screener and greeter is Donna Freyer-Lyons. E-Betsy, of course, is our script writer. I hope she's back from her lovely vacation. And she's also our chatboard moderator. And the man in the tux, Frank Caesar, is our voice of God, the voice extraordinaire. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, global food for thought.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to Cabbage with a K.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit cabbagewithak.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
It's eBay Radio's 11th anniversary, and we're celebrating with a party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. The bad news is we're sold out. The good news is we have a standby list. Go to ervegasstandby.com. It's your chance to meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. We're adding new people every day. Don't wait. Sign up for standby now at ervegasstandby.com. That's ervegasstandby.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.